Let's pray. Lord God, your word proclaims that your Son came unto his own, and his own received him not. We are your own also. May we be willing to receive not only your Son, but your word. For we certainly need both. For in you, we have hope, peace, and joy. Amen. Our scripture this morning comes from Psalms, the 30th Psalm, the 4th and 5th verses. Hear now the word of God. Sing praises to the Lord, O you, his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name, for his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes in the morning. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. Back in 1896, about 3 weeks ago, architect Lewis Sullivan said this: form follows function. Form follows function. What he's really saying, you can build the prettiest bathroom, but you don't have enough room for a commode. You forgot about function. Form follows function. Some of you might wonder why we have a pink candle for joy. I don't know. It has something to do with form. Has something to do with tradition. I do know. If I were to take a poll of all the children in here and all the people who've ever been a child in here, and I said, we've got to cut out one of the religious holidays, or one of the religious seasons, one of the Christian seasons or seasons of the Christian calendar, my guess is that many of you would say, why don't we cut out Lent? Because we certainly cannot cut out Christmas. Because for most of us, Santa Claus is more important than the Easter Bunny. Do I hear an amen? Because the Bible says, if we profess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, you shall be saved. Isn't that what it says? It doesn't. It says if we profess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. You might not realize this, but it was to the end of the 5th century AD before the church actually started celebrating the birth of Jesus, till Advent came along. We have been celebrating the resurrection since the beginning, since the resurrection. We still celebrate the resurrection of Jesus every single Sunday. That's why we worship on the first day of the week, because on the first day of the week, that is when Jesus was raised from the dead. But for us, the music is better at Advent. Isn't it? I love the decorations. I love the trees. I love the Advent wreath and the poinsettias and all the work that goes into it. Thank God for people who believe in it too. There's a form there. But somewhere around the 5th century, we began to celebrate Advent. The leaders, those who came up with this brilliant idea, thought, we need another season similar to Lent so that we will look introspectively at who we are, maybe a season of confession, a little bit of repentance, just like Lent. We'll use the color purple. So we do. even before Christ, the people in Northern Europe, they would break out greenery and wreaths and build fires in December to represent the hope to come of longer days. And it wasn't until the 16th century that both Catholics and Protestants started coming up with candles and putting them in a wreath. And so we have 4 candles. I think that's all they had. I do not know. Tradition has it. And so the first candle in the back is the prophecy candle, the candle of hope. And then we have the candle of peace, and then a candle of love, they're purple, and a candle of joy. The reason we use pink is because pink is the color of rejoicing or joy. And the white candle is for peace and white and purity. The light of the world has come. It's a tradition. It's part of form. Advent wouldn't be the same without an Advent wreath, would it? Would Advent be the same without poinsettias? Would it? Tradition. Traditions. Do you have traditions in your family? Do you have traditions around Christmas? Things that you have to do every single year or it won't be Christmas? We do. Back in April, we sold my boyhood home, a house that my dad or I owned for my mother for 70 years. I think if I can subtract right. And that morning that we were getting ready to go to the closing, I walked around to every room. There was nothing in any of the rooms. They were vacant. And I walked into that room that I spent my summer after I had surgery on my chest and listened to America and some James Taylor and James Gang and some Steppenwolf. And I could hear the music in the room. And I walked out of there into the living room, and the emotion that got me was Christmas. Because somewhere when I was 3 years old, 2 years old, 4 years old, somewhere in there, my dad took a picture of my brother and me on Christmas Eve. I was wearing pajamas and a robe. We were sitting on the sofa with a little lap tray, metal that you could fold out the little legs and sit on. And I was eating a turkey sandwich, cut in fourths. My mother had made mayonnaise, turkey, salt and pepper, a little milk. You can't have Christmas without a turkey sandwich at night. But see, after Santa Claus came, we got in our car and we drove to Augusta to be with my maternal grandmother. And we were going to have Christmas with all my cousins and my aunts and uncles. And after we had dinner, lunch, we were going over to my great aunts and all those second cousins and all those people. And then we were going to get some turkey and come back home. And that's the way you finish. You got to do that. The only problem was that only lasted about 4 or 5 years. And then all those cousins grew up and they got married. And Christmas was no longer the same. The form sometimes gets in the way of the function. Have you ever had form get in the way of function? You have to have it exactly the same way and it will not be the same, and you cannot experience the real reason for the season, because we're so tangled up in form, tradition. It happens. It happens all the time. It really does. And that can rob us of our joy. It really can. Joy is something that's totally different than happiness. I heard that this morning. Happiness deals with what happens around us. Joy comes from a relationship with God. And the closer we are to God and our relationship is growing, the more we will appreciate the gift of joy, our gift of our relationship with Jesus. That's important. The gift of joy. So today is moving day. We move from repentance in the time of Advent to the season of celebration, to truly celebrate what God has done for us and living with joy. Jesus said in the upper room, he said this to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's command and remain in his love. And I have told you this so that my joy may be in you." My joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. One of those words last week we talked about is the word of peace, and that word shalom means completeness. Complete, unbroken. And our joy is made complete with that connection to peace. That hope is connected to our faith, and our faith is dealt with, and we're saved by the grace of God, the unmerited favor. Joy. Joy. Psychologically speaking, one cannot experience joy while preoccupied with one's own security, one's own pleasure, and one's own self-interest. Think about that. If you look around, if you look in the mirror and you're always anxious, if you're always worried about you, you will never know joy. It has to do with our relationship with the Lord. And sometimes in the midst of all the form that we try to build to make sure everything's perfect, we lose sight of the function. We were laughing and talking after the first service. When I was in Augusta, I think we had 25 or 6 people come into our house for Christmas dinner. That was the form. Because that's what you do, right? You get all that mass of people over there, and it's going to be wild. There are small children, there are older children, there are elderly people, there's all kinds of people, and we're going to break bread together and celebrate. And I walk in the door, and the phone rings, and it's a member of my church whose husband had had a stroke a number of years before I got there to Augusta. And they were in the emergency room, and he wasn't doing well, and she was there by herself. And so I went to the hospital. It would have been easy to say the form is more important than the function. This is my time to be with my family, and that's all that matters. And part of me might have thought that for a brief moment until I got to the hospital. And me and this lady sat across the hall from her husband, who is in an observation room. And we talked for 3 hours. We talked about Christmas. We talked about life. We talked about death. We talked about strokes. We talked about the effects of strokes. We talked about all sorts of things. We prayed. And when I went when I left that evening going back home, it was one of the most beautiful Christmas Eves I've ever spent. That the function was so much more important than the form. And when I got home, I'm going to say my wife had fixed me a meal and had put it in the stove for me, because that's what my wife does. And in the quiet with nobody else there, I enjoyed my Christmas Eve dinner. It's a strange thing where God wants us to be. And sometimes it breaks down the form because he's looking for the function. And that's really what God is looking for in all of us. Yes, form is important, but nothing's more important than the function of being who God has called us to be a people of hope and peace and joy, because there are people who need it every single day. Jesus gave us joy so that we might share it. May we truly be a people of peace, hope, and joy. Because joy in the Old Testament and the New Testament, it refers to both not only individual joy that resides deep inside us. I got the joy down in my heart. But it means something in community, that we all have joy down in our heart together. And so that when people look at us, when people are in our presence, they will walk away and say, now they are a joyful people. May they see the joy of the Lord in us. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, may your joy be seen in each of us. May we never put form over function, and may we never put what we want ahead of others. Because you certainly put yourself below others. You came in the good news of Jesus Christ, and with that good news, there is joy. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen.